Living in Kingston or nearby? Here's a hot tip for you. Rent your water heater from Utilities Kingston and support your community. When you rent from us, proceeds go towards local climate initiatives. With affordable monthly payments, no maintenance headaches, and quick service, renting just makes sense. Plus, we've got locally based technicians who respond fast, within 24 hours. Check out rent.utilitieskingston.com to switch today.
Aboriginal Voices, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we broadcast on the World Wide Web as well, www.cfrc. Join us there if you're somewhere else in the world and not getting the radio signals. Ani Nichkiwink, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikos, Minwa, Sean Story, Esnawi Minwa, and Ishnabi Neweewin. And here we go. Aboriginal Voices here on CFRC. What a gorgeous evening, Sean. It's been just beautiful all day.
I was almost not here, Doug.
Well, I saw that. Yes,
my microphone was taken away from me.
No. Your chair was on the wrong side. You were supposed to sit way over there.
So I don't know. Like every once in a while, I come in here and the microphone is all like over there.
Well, that's giving space.
We
won't go into why. All right.
Somebody's going to pay for this.
Yes, you are. You're going to have to get up and walk around.
And you would think, like, as we've been here for a number of years, and I would count us almost kind of professional.
And you would think that
neither one of us noticed that it was missing.
Well, we were all set to go.
We were like talking about the day and what happened. I don't know, maybe in the
music
last,
that we're going to
probably
play.
In the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure when that happened, but it happened. And there's been no utterance in the hallways as to what happened. And then we start up, you do your opening, you do the station break.
Right.
And I go and I think, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here.
Something's perfect. Yeah.
Something is wrong. What is it?
Clean and tidy in front of you.
That's right. I can see the phone. Oddly, I can see the monitor too.
Oh, yeah. And can
that's
you see?
When I realized the microphone was twisted over there on the other side. I say twisted.
Careful.
It's on this thing called.
They might offer new training.
Yeah, they
for
might.
For the digital world.
I don't think so. It's not that at all. It's, but anyway, it's on this, what would you call this? Crane?
It's on
it's
an arm.
It's a crane like arm.
It's an arm, yeah.
Crane-like arm thing that moves about.
We have a special night.
What? Am I not done yet?
Oh, sorry.
And then it was twisted around over on the other side. I felt I needed to finish that.
I bet you the stool is sitting there ready for you.
Probably not.
Probably crying.
I don't even know. Just why? Why do things have to, and why not just change it back?
Well, that would be the next question, but may have been in a hurry. Anyway, tonight on the show, we have a couple of things that we're going to be doing in the first hour and having fun playing music that people requested. And also, it's all Aboriginal artists. So, we'll go from there and we'll see what's happening. And
First Nations.
Okay. Indigenous, First Nations,
Aboriginal. Indigenous. Mm-hmm. We should play some Indigenous.
I would like that, but you'll have to find it.
No, it's on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What else, Doug?
Then in the second hour, I have a very special, I had an opportunity to go and meet Ralph Boston, who has lived on Buck Lake or near, right near, I guess, in a territory, the Mississauga Territory. And he was interesting because to talk with, because he's had a history of going back probably longer than we've been around here as Aboriginal Voices Radio at CFRC. Definitely.
Than we've been here?
Than you and I have been here. I think he lived there longer than you've ever lived.
Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't been around very long.
Okay. But anyway,
that's the story I like to tell myself.
yeah, you've been around, but not long enough.
I'm young at heart.
Oh, hey, I like that. That should be a song.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can find that.
So the Buck Lake here in Edmonton?
No.
Alberta?
No, just north of Kingston.
No, it says here Buck Lake, Alberta.
Well, there's Buck Lake in Alberta, but this is Buck Lake here in Ontario. Anyway, the good thing is that he is going to be listening to us tonight and hearing himself speak, because last Thursday I went to sit down with him at his home and chat. And as we got going, he's got a lot more information that I would like to share. So we're going to have a series over the rest of this month, and one a week, and in our second hour. So that's tonight between 7 and 8 o'clock here on Aboriginal Voices. So I want to share that with you. Plus, we got some new music for the second hour. There is so many artists putting out new music in the last 2 months that it's hard to get them all on the air. So we might have to have the month of November all brand new music that we received since the 1st of September. So
okay,
if you would like.
Sure.
Okay, good. All right. Did you find Buck Lake on your map?
I did.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice having computers that do things which you want, right? Now, you said you wanted Indigenous, but I don't see them here.
Oh, maybe I didn't bring them.
Oh, that's not
nice. All right, never mind. Just
no, but we can find Indigenous.
Well, we don't have to do it now. We can do it later.
Okay. Yeah, well, later in this hour, because I would like to hear a couple of Indigenous songs.
We'll get the CDs out.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. But Things We Do.
Yeah, that one. We'll get that one out and we'll play it. We'll play the entire album.
No. We'll pick three songs. I was talking with one of the programmers here at CFRC. She's in working at one of the control rooms right now with her co-host, and their show is called Side B.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought, oh, that is so cool.
It's a great...
great. Just play one song off side B of any artist that they want to pick. So I asked if they wanted Indigenous artists, and...
they said no.
She wanted to go and look. So we got half a dozen. I said, don't play them all. Save some for us. But no, I just said, here, try these and see what you think. And so we'll give them background information that we know and go from there. But no, it was pretty exciting with that idea. Side B.
Great idea.
Or B side. I can't remember the name of the show. You'll have to look it up for me after.
I thought it was side B.
Or it could be B side. Hey, you know what?
Oh, Doug.
B side would actually be... it would probably be a good one because it could have different meanings. Could be the B side of a CD or not a CD, a record. Or it could be beside, as you sit B-sides. Beside me. What is it?
B-sides.
Ah,
Ty and Sinead.
Nice.
Sinead? Is that Sinead?
It might be. Yeah, and when's that on? What day?
Wednesday at 3.
Oh, right.
It says Ty and, I'm going to say, Sinead.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight the underground and the unknown.
Sorry, Wednesday at 3 p.m.?
That's what I said.
Good.
It says true. Mm-hmm. Beside it says true. Beside. Mm-hmm. Beside it says true.
I like that.
Let me see.
So
hidden, true. What's
good? Let's go to some music, but I can't find the one you wanted.
That's fine. I don't
You're
care,
sure?
Doug.
Oh.
I don't care anymore.
I do.
I care about nothing.
What? Oh, yes, you do. You care about everything.
Oh, gosh.
So, do you want Coyote Dance?
Sure.
Or Ghost Dance?
I don't know. Just pick something.
Ghost Dance. I think that would be just perfect for me tonight. All right.
Sounds
here you go.
Good.
Ghost Dance, Robbie Robertson. And that comes from the album Red Road Ensemble.
Come on, Shoshone. the songs no more.
Queens alumni, homecoming is just a week away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find out all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
To you, $16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, And that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Well, Sean, here's how you can make a difference. Those two songs that we had earlier, Tara Williamson with Enough. And I remember the story that she told us here a number of years ago when she talked about that story, that song. Her father said, "Enough," when she was a kid. Should they be playing, making lots of noise, and her dad said, "Enough." And enough. Other times, he would teach her about the word enough, and it has many different meanings. You know, when it was a big meal and everybody was around and they were trying to share the meal around, and as kids they were putting food on their plate, like there was they didn't have enough to eat earlier.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay, but he wanted enough food to go around to the elders.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And,
so he says.
Yeah. And as she said in the song, she actually used the word enough as different ways of saying the word enough, that's enough, or that's not enough, or whatever it is that you're dealing with. Interesting how one word can have different meanings on how it's said and the location it's used and that sort of thing. So anyway, and before that, Robbie Robertson. And I'm glad you picked the Ghost Dance.
Wasn't that nice?
That was very
nice. It seems appropriate, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Douglas.
Yes. No, I'm all set.
Do you know anything about STEM?
STEM. That would be...
We've already talked.
Not STEAM, but STEM.
STEM.
Yeah. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yeah. Never knew that.
But I like STEAM.
Yeah, steam is good.
Yeah, too. You can let off a little steam.
Yeah.
It's science, technology, engineering, arts.
You can't let off steam all the time.
And math.
Sometimes it gets you in trouble.
No, you can let out steam. Yeah, you turn it to work.
Oh, yeah, like I see what you're doing. You make it.
You can use the steam to your
advantage.
Advantage, yeah, not disadvantage, yeah.
Yes. Anyways.
Yeah. You can have your hat raise off your head.
Yeah.
Blow a little steam.
It can have him blow a little steam, and it happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's...
Okay. Quick question for you. News.
Save the date, Doug.
Okay. Which date?
November 1st to 3rd.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Look here.
Wait.
Are you Indigenous?
Uh-huh.
In STEM?
Oh, first to third, okay.
We are bringing the Assess Network to Eastern Canada in a smaller format, high impact conference. Join us.
Ooh, where?
Someplace here. It doesn't really say.
The conference here at Queens.
I'm going to assume it's here at Queens. Here, maybe I click on something, it'll tell me. No. It doesn't really say, Doug.
Oh, no.
Just save the date. Maybe it's to be announced because we're not near November yet.
We're getting close. Today's October the 8th.
Well, I realize that...
23 days and it'll be Halloween.
Well, that's like 23 days of, we'll find a venue.
Oh, and some guest speakers.
maybe 22 days.
I have a conference that I'm going to on Thursday and Friday of this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about Indigenous language sharing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting.
Who's going to be there?
Cassie Hill.
Uh-huh. Who else?
That's the only person I know. The other people, I read their names, but they're from all over
North
America.
Where is this going to be at?
Philadelphia.
Oh, my gosh. Philadelphia.
Are you going?
Are you driving?
No. Well, I'll go to my pilot seat in front of my TV or my computer screen.
That's too far away, Doug.
No, it's virtual.
Too far away. There's a blanket fund. Did you know that?
No. Oh, tell me about it.
I can't.
Oh, the blanket fund is really important because the Fort Erection Center gives graduating students here at Queen's University a blanket.
Wapuwane launched on September 30th with an initial $1 million investment from Hudson's Bay Foundation and a commitment to direct 100% of net proceeds from the sale of all HBC Point blankets and blanket to the blanket fund.
Wow.
Moving forward, since then, the blanket fund has grown to more than $1.5
million. Wow.
Cool,
that's,
huh?
That's really cool.
Doesn't say what it's for. Through two grant streams, the Blanket Fund will provide support for Indigenous cultural, artistic, and educational activities. Indigenous people, as well as Indigenous-led initiatives and organizations in Canada, are eligible.
Hmm.
You say, like you're confused.
No, I'm thinking that's really good because... That's a lot of money to. I mean, those blankets do cost a lot to make.
Well, I think the whole idea is that you go and buy the blanket. They take the money to go in the fund.
Mm.
They're not giving away blankets, Doug.
No, but the blanket.
They're giving away dollars. Dollars to do things in Indigenous people's lives.
Okay, good.
You weren't listening, were you?
No.
You weren't listening to what I was saying.
Okay, well, I'm listening now. What are you saying?
I have nothing more to say.
Oh, man. Do they have any feasts coming up at the Fort Erection Center? Not a one.
Not a thing. It doesn't say anything about that. Maybe it says here... 4D this week, morning social fire, 10:30. There is a sharing circle for, I'm going to just say the LGBT one, because there's like a lot more letters here and dyslexic. Wednesday social fire. Gather together with SAS.
Oh, okay.
1:30. Beating circle is 2 p.m. Evening fire at 6 p.m. That'd be on, Thursday, I guess. Have a great long weekend. Oh, yeah, because of the, this weekend.
Tell me
is,
what it is.
Thanksgiving, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering if you would remember.
I would, and I did. Anything else, Douglas?
Nope.
Anything else you want to hear?
That's good. I like that. Lots happening around campus. So, interesting with music that we have now. I've got cashed in with, this is a requested song, Akua Tuta.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going back a number of years. Boy, oh, boy. That's great. And an artist that's we've got his new music for the next hour. But then here's another one that came on that special music collection that you have, Don Amaro. and it's from his his CD called Deepening. And I picked I almost picked a song called Enough, but no, we've had enough. So I picked the Sunshine and Rain song, if that's okay. Sunshine and rain. And you know what? I don't want rain this week. My roof is being repaired. And just hold off on the rain for another week or two.
I think it's coming tonight.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So here we go. Kashtan, Akua Tuta, and followed by Don Amiro with Sunshine and Rain.
Oh, I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
When it goes, the best love I've ever known. And there it goes, right out the window. Should've washed away my sins in utter honest rage. Vanquished all my demons and broke me from that cage. Cause you'd have a better man and you'd have a better plan. Cause you'd have a better man, and you'd have a better man.
anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
What's going on with the world? What's going on? Tanya, don't ask you, then I'll say.
Well, it's interesting, Sean, that we're at a point where Aboriginal Voices is getting gremlins in our
gremlins
soup today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Make no comment.
No, just gremlins. Yeah.
No, just not a word.
Either that or it's my right hand not working properly. I got my pen in my left hand. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Logan Stats, Running Like a River. And that was nice. I really liked that.
Did you?
Yeah. And I like that because I have a sense of the Grand River. That's down near Oshwegan, Six Nations. And I've been able to stand by the Grand River in all four seasons.
No way, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got this feeling about running like the river. And my first thought was possibly with skates on, running down the river.
Can you say running down the river and you have skates? Wouldn't that be skating
down
the river?
Well, you go pretty fast. Yeah, but that's like running. Slow jog.
Skating is like running?
Isn't it?
No, it's skating. Oh. Running is something else entirely.
So if you go and turn the water on skiing, to run the water so you can actually wash your hands.
Skiing is kind of like skating.
Okay.
But running is just faster walking.
Ooh. You sure?
Yeah.
Or a slow run.
Have you never seen the Olympics?
Have you ever gone skating on the canal? You literally have to run.
No, you're not running.
Oh.
Douglas.
Or the term running, like the river, it can meander. So that's not running as you're talking. Anyway, that's just my thought, was running like the river, Grand River. That's the one that gave the impetus to Logan Stats for writing that song.
Oh, good for him.
In different seasons, yeah. What news do you have for us? Because we got a few minutes
left. I don't know. It says here, this was from yesterday. It says, Canada has no legal obligation to provide First Nations with clean water, lawyers say. Of course the lawyers say this.
I don't understand why their lawyers would be saying something.
Because they don't want to pay. Canada doesn't want to pay.
Are they getting ready for...
not paying.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're getting ready. I think it just, that's what it is. The federal government has no legal duty to ensure First Nations have clean drinking water, even if Liberal ministers publicly suggest otherwise. Oh, yeah, maybe it is what you're thinking. That's the defense. The federal government is expected to mount in Ottawa this week in federal court as it fights a national class action suit launched by remote Northern Manitoba First Nation. So Shamattawa First Nation, which has been under a boil water advisory since 2018, its chief, Jordana Hill, are pursuing the case for all First Nation members countrywide whose community is subject to a drinking water advisory in effect on or after June 20th, 2020. So the plaintiffs argue that First Nations have a basic human right to clean water that Canada has violated, describing the conditions facing their communities as an urgent human rights crisis. What do you think, Doug?
I'm thinking, okay, Let's take, well, the one that comes to mind right away is Grassy Narrows. You know, the federal government and the provincial government allowed the mining and the mills to go upstream from a community that was forced to stay on the land.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my thought as well.
Whose responsibility is it to protect the waters for everybody downstream from that one? Then the federal government under Stephen Harper took away the Navigable Waters Act and the Fresh Water and Care for Water. So that allows big corporations in, say, Alberta that are running tailings ponds close to a river, and the idea is that they could slowly dilute whatever buildup of chemicals in the water that's in the tailings pond by shunting it out into the river and let it go downriver. Gee, I didn't pick Logan Stad's song "Running Like a River" because I knew this was coming. I was just thinking, wow, this is unbelievable.
So it says here, in a statement of defense, Canada argues the government supports the delivery of potable water for First Nations as a discretionary political decision, calling it a matter of good governance rather than a legal duty.
So do you think that the parliament and all of the politicians in parliament would like to have good, clean water in their cafeteria?
Certainly.
To make their coffee, to make their tea,
I'm almost going to say that they probably
demand it.
Well, definitely they would demand it, but they likely get the bottled water, right, the plastic bottles.
Well, that's bad news, getting it in plastic, but we can't go there right now.
I don't think it's bad news.
Sure it is. Microplastics.
No, oh.
They're there.
Oh.
Just pop the top. You're putting
just
them
go
in.
Ahead and drink it and let's move on.
No.
Canada does not owe any legal obligations or duties to operate and maintain the plaintiff's water system, says the statement of defense. We only have the right to destroy their water systems.
Yeah, okay.
What, you want me to quit now?
Nope, 1 minute.
Robert Council for Shamata and Hill told CBC Indigenous they aim to change that notion. So what First Nations leaders, I think, have made quite clear throughout the litigation is the disappointment and frustration of having to fight yet again for such a basic human right, says Robert and associate with McCarthy, a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Canada's lawyers are seeking dismissal of a Shamata motion for a summary judgment on the question of Canada's legal duties.
Oh, wow.
They will have their opportunity to respond on Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, today.
Yeah, we'll have more for next week. I want to follow this one. That would be good. All right, I have a song, and it's from the song is called "Chanson du Réel."
Une lettre care.